The following is a KVON Sports presentation.
It's high school basketball coming to you from Napa, California. As tonight at the Dan Clark Gymnasium on the campus of Justin Siena, the Braves host the Napa High Indians. It's Intra-City Rivalry on KVON. Good evening, everyone, and welcome into the first game of a basketball doubleheader tonight as the Justin Siena Braves are hosting the Napa High Indians. We've already had two games. In those games, Napa came out winner in the girls' JV action as well as the boys' JV game that just ended moments ago with Napa winning at 64-44. So we're getting set now for varsity girls' action, Napa High and Justin Siena. Dino Alessio joining us tonight with his work with the statistics does a great job, and happy to have him along during this holiday portion of our season.
And I'm very happy to be here, Ira. It's a really fun time of the year, and this is going to be an interesting matchup. I'm really looking forward to both the girls and the boys games. And, of course, a year from now, these would be league contests.
Absolutely. And it looks like a brand-new gymnasium. They have spent something like $750,000 on renovating this facility, and boy, does it look nice.
It does look terrific. We've got a new floor here, new scoreboards, new bleachers, and
new everything.
New everything. And unfortunately, they took away our old announcer's perch.
Yeah, and our old antenna. We don't had to kind of start from scratch this afternoon to put some things together to be here to broadcast tonight.
But well, we've got a great point of view to broadcast from.
Yeah. Our engineer, Charles Kennedy, and we wish all of our listeners the very best for this holiday season. Hope that it is a good one for you. And we invite you to settle back, relax, and enjoy the broadcast tonight as we'll have game number one coming up here in just a moment. The Justin Siena girls against the Napa High girls, and then the two boys varsity teams. Sort of, as Dino mentioned, a preview to league play for next year. We'll be back and hear from the coaches. Andy Betancourt in his fourth year at Justin Siena, and Darcy Lewis Ward in her 15th year as the varsity girls coach at Napa High. That'll be coming up right after this. Well, back here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium, let's find out what the coaches have to say. First of all, the visitors coming in, but not from far away, just from around the block, so to speak, the Napa High Indians, coached by Darcy Lewis Ward, in her 15th year.
Well, Darcy, looking at your roster, not many returnees from last year, almost starting over.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we had some soft freshmen up last year. But, yeah, our only returnee, we got Malia Blackman as a senior for us. She's our lone senior. And then I've got Carly Johnson and Anna DeFleta. They were freshmen last year. And then the only other one is Jane McLaughlin.
Do you have any other basketball action prior to the start of league play after tonight?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Quite a few. We have 17 preseason games. So we've got the Lincoln Tournament. Then we play American Canyon. We've got Bethel, Benicia. And that might be it.
Well, it's pretty heavy schedule then. Yeah. What can you tell us about this year's team?
They're definitely a really scrappy, feisty team. We're a little up and down at the moment, so still trying to get our bearings straight and sort of figure out our identity. But they're really, really fun to coach. They work really hard, and they're going to battle every night.
Those were the comments of Darcy Ward. As we mentioned, this is her 15th year. Her dad, Danny Lewis, was head coach for the Napa boys basketball team for some 28 years. And we're running a total on how Darcy does as far as overall wins and losses. 270 wins coming into this season in those 14 years, and 121 losses in league play, 118 victories, and 32 losses. And then we will eventually be comparing those with her dad, see how she matches up with Denny Lewis. But in the meantime, let's find out more about the home team here tonight in this intra-town rivalry, Andrew Betancourt. While this is his fourth year as the varsity coach, he worked as the JV head coach for some 7 years when Mike Bowles was the varsity coach. So finding out a little more about this 2002 Justin Senna graduate, Andy Betancourt.
Well, Steve, you've had a very...
That was not where we were supposed to be. So maybe we don't have that information regarding Andrew. We'll check that out and find out if we do have that recorded when we come back. So we'll return here in a moment as we continue our countdown to tip-off. Well, we're back here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium now, getting set for game one of our basketball broadcast doubleheader. And while we do not have the interview with Andrew Betancourt, I can tell you that one of the things they're looking forward to is returning to the San Diego Surf and Slam Tournament. They have missed that the last 3 years, and the girls that were on those Justin Siena teams really hated that they did not go down to San Diego and participate.
Yeah, Andrew said that he heard from some of them, and they were saying, what's going on here? We didn't get to go play, and now all of a sudden you're going down and doing it again.
Yeah, that's just one of the tournaments they have coming up, but that's going to be a big one, and that starts on December the 27th, just a couple days after Christmas. They'll be down in San Diego. Then they go to Tamalpais and start league play after they come back from that tournament.
So their first league game will be, what, that first week in January?
January 3rd.
Wow.
Over at Mill Valley against Tamalpais. And then San Rafael here in a game that we'll broadcast. We'll actually broadcast both the girls and boys varsity game on that date, January the 5th. So we'll be right back here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium. Well, let's take a look at the probable starters. First of all, for the visitors, a 5'5 senior, Malia Blackman. She is the returnee that played the most last year. Jane McLaughlin, a 5'3 junior, played some last year. Sophia Brandon, a 5'7 junior, was not on the varsity last year. And they had a couple freshmen last year who are sophomores this year who get the starting assignment. Carly Johnson at 5'5", and Anna Gisletta at about 5'6", for Napa High. For Justin Siena, their leading scorer, 5'9", junior Ashley Whittemore, and boy, has she already had quite a career at Justin Siena, and she just continues that scoring opportunity and a good team player. Whittemore gets a start, along with Mary Minigan, a 5'5 senior, Emmy Morrison, a 5'9 senior, Allie Jackson, a 5'10 senior, who seems to always do well when we broadcast a game.
She made a great game-winning shot in a broadcast we had last year. I believe it was against Marin Catholic. Is that right?
I don't remember the school, but I know that she does well when we broadcast a game.
And then later we had Ashley Whittemore on the Saturday Sports Line as one of our athletes of the month. And Andrew Betancourt, coach, came as well. And he brought Allie Jackson along, and we interviewed her and Ashley on the air, and they were both delightful.
Well-spoken.
Well-spoken, and we sort of recreated that moment. And, you know, both of them are so gracious that all Allie wanted to talk about was the passes from her teammates that set her up to make that winning basket. So that's good to hear.
And the fifth starter is a 5'5 junior, Kieran Monteverdi. So we got Whittemore, Minigan, Morrison, Jackson, and Monteverdi for Justin Siena. Blackman, McLaughlin, Brandon, Johnson, and Gisletta for Napa High. And the buzzer sounds. The two teams go to their respective benches. The officials come onto the court. They are Kyle Barastas and Steve Phillips. As They will be working both of these games. They had a couple other officials that worked the first two games, the JV games on the varsity and the girls and boys JV level. But they're going to have the national anthem before we get the opening tip. So we'll take time out and be back with our opening tip in a moment. Now, Justin. Well, where the U.S. flag is now used to be the listing of the top performances by Justin Senna basketball players. And that is on the south end. But now those records, along with league championships and all, are on the north end of the gym. They have really shifted things around, and what a beautiful facility it is here at Justin Senna. We are located down at the southeast corner of the gymnasium, and we should have a good vantage point from which to broadcast tonight's game. Joining Andrew Betancourt on the bench will be Tim Malloy, who has been a longtime supporter of Justin Senna, has helped coach in various capacities, and actually played when he was a student at Justin Senna, and a welcome addition to the coaching corps for Andrew Betancourt. The Braves come onto the court now with white uniforms. They have the navy and scarlet numerals, while Napa High just coming out onto the court with their navy jerseys and basketball pants and the gold numerals trimmed in white. And we're underway, and the tip is controlled by Justin Senna as they take it quarter court left side. Swing, there's an interception as getting the ball was Johnson, drives in, goes up, missed the shot, rebound is put up. It is no good by Brandon, and the rebound this time is taken by Kieran Monteverdi, but she is tied up, and the alternate possession arrow favors Napa High. They'll be inbounding the ball to the left of the basket for which they are shooting, as Blackman gets the inbounds pass over to Anna Gisletta, fires it up, no good. Napa gets the rebound, puts it back up, it rims, no good, and this rebound is taken out by Justin Senna. But right away there is a triple teaming, and once again they tie up the Justin player that was Monteverdi, but the alternate possession arrow this time favors Justin. Justin having trouble with that full court pressure as Napa applies it. Getting in the forecourt, though, is Whittemore. Drives in, goes up, shoots and scored. Well, it didn't take Ashley Whittemore long to get in the scoring book in this ball game. Gets her first shot to go down, and it's 2-0. Braves in the lead. Coming down there is a three-point attempt from the right corner. No good by Brandon. Rebound put back up, no good. Next rebound to Whittemore for the Braves. Drives down again and has the ball tipped away from her from behind, and it looks like a foul is going to be called against Napa High. It's going to go on Malia Blackman. That is her first. It is the team's first. And it will be set to the Braves to inbound, and the ball is tipped away from Whittemore on the inbounds pass. And there is another foul called. That is on Sophia Brandon. Well, while they have this beautiful new scoreboard, they don't have the foul situation functioning. Driving into Whittemore, going up. She missed the shot this time, and the rebound comes out to Sophia Brandon for Napa High. Leads a fast break in the forecourt to Blackman. Blackman fires a long two. It rims no good. Rebound Whittemore. She comes out with a fast break. She's got some numbers. Drives in, passes over on the other side, and a foul is called as Kieran Monteverdi goes for the shot and was run into. And it's going to be a foul on Jane McLaughlin. Well, that's three team fouls already for the Napa Indians. It'll be a two-shot foul for Monteverdi, the first of which is no good. Hit the left side of the rim and caromed off to the right. Back there at the 15-foot mark, the junior, Kieran Monteverdi, right-handed free throw, and that is also missed. The rebound is taken out of there by Carly Johnson for Napa High. brings it into the forecourt, gets it over to Blackman, and Blackman takes it towards the right-hand corner. As they're working it around the perimeter, Blackman now drives to the right of the key, puts a jumper up. No good. The ball is tipped around, and it is retrieved by McLaughlin for Napa High. Napa doing a really good job off of the offensive backboard. Pass goes over to the right side. There's a shot around, and no good by Carly Johnson. Rebound comes out to Whittemore. Whittemore coming down 2-on-2. Whittemore drives in, goes up with the left hand, and scores. Gets her second basket, and Justin Siena goes out to a 4-0 lead. We've played just over 2 minutes here. And there's a steal by Whittemore, and a steal back by Napa, and they force a jump ball as Malia Blackman got in there to tie up Ashley Whittemore. It will be the Napa ball at midcourt in the alternate position. Andrew Betancourt off the bench holding... Two forefingers in the air. It must be number one or what, or number 11, however he determines it. And there is a long shot up, no good by McLaughlin for Napa High. Rebound taken by Allie Jackson for the Brave. The ball is stolen by Napa coming up, and an underhand shot is up and good by Jane McLaughlin. She went actually under the basket, and... Now they step on the baseline as Mary Minigan was being pressured by the defense and stepped on the actually the sideline. 5.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 4-2, Justin in the lead. Napa has the basketball working against the Braves' man-to-man defense. The pass goes right side for a three-point attempt up. No good by Gisletta. Rebounded by Justin coming down. It's a three-point attempt up. Rims no good by Whittemore. Napa gets the rebound, trying to tie it up now. 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. There's about an 18-footer. Good! Sophia Brandon ties up the ball game. Boy, I tell you, this is a very tenacious defense that Napa High is using. Here's driving in, going up, and missing was Whittemore. She was fouled this time. Boy, I tell you, she has done a nice job of splitting the defense and going up for the shot. And Blackman is called for her second personal foul. And we'll look down the line, and Darcy Ward is saying something to some of her players there. Free throw is good by Whittemore. That makes it a 5-4 score. Whittemore has done all the scoring thus far for Justin Siena. And... Andrew Betancourt makes a change in the lineup. Allie Jackson comes to the sideline, and Ella Thatcher goes in. The free throw is good. Whittemore making both free throws, and it's 6-4. Justin in the lead. Quickly in the forecourt comes McLaughlin. Goes over the left side. Gets a pass over to Baker. Back out for a three-point attempt way off the mark. Rebound is taken by Carly Wells for Justin Siena. Gets it over to Whittemore. Drives in. Goes up. Just missed. Rolled off. A long rebound comes out, and there's a shot up, no good by Morrison. And the next rebound is taken by Napa High as they'll bring the ball into the forecourt, trying a three. It rims no good by Baker, who just came into the game. But Napa gets the long rebound and tries another three. This one rims no good, and the rebound goes to Carly Wells. That's her second defensive rebound. She is double-teamed. And her pass is intercepted as Napa gets the ball right back. But we have a shoving foul. And this pressure defense, Dino, is really causing Justin Siena problems.
Yeah, the Lady Braves have already turned the ball over six times, and we're only halfway through the first quarter. So they're on pace to turn it over 48 times. That would not be good.
Whittemore has come out of the lineup. As they have made a change already, as Napa tries a long three and hits it. A good outside shot by Sophia Brandon. She is just a junior, and she has 5 points, and that's Napa's first lead. Justin Siena tries a shot from the left corner. It rims no good. Getting the Napa rebound is Jenna Baker. Napa with a 7-6 lead, their first lead in the ballgame with 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Tries another three, hits an air ball, and run down by Thatcher. Ella Thatcher double-teamed, and the ball punched out of bounds. It'll stay with Justin Sienna. Back into the lineup are Allie Jackson and Ashley Whittemore for Justin Sienna. There is a timeout taken with 3:16 to go in the first quarter. Timeout with the score, Napa High 7, Justin Sienna 6.
So, Ira, we've got an interesting situation going here for a statistician. On my stat sheet, I have enough room to track 21 shots per quarter for each team. The Napa Indians have already taken 18 shots in this quarter, and with 3 minutes to go, I'm going to have to be scribbling in the margins of my stat sheet, I think.
How many have the Braves taken?
Just eight.
And Justin Sienna with the ball. They get the ball into the forecourt. A nice job by Minigan in dribbling the ball into the front court. Over now to Whittemore. Whittemore behind the back dribble and passes underneath, and then there was a shot and a foul as Carly Wells went up for the shot and foul on Napa High. I think that's going to go against Hearn. That is Breck Hearn called for the foul. Justin still without a foul, and that was the fifth against Justin Sienna. Free throw is no good by Carly Wells. Just a sophomore. One of the taller players, if not the tallest player on the team at about 5'10". Carly is back at the foul line, taking her time, eyeing the basket. Free throw is good. So that's the first player not named Whittemore to score for Justin Sienna, and we're tied at 7. Napa with the ball in the forecourt. McLaughlin used up the dribble. Finds Brandon over in the quarter court. Back out to McLaughlin. Working outside the three-point arc now. Looking for a shot. Now they try to get the ball underneath. A turnaround shot is good. Nice work there with Jenna Baker getting the field goal for Napa High. That's Napa's biggest lead of the game. 2 points. Whittemore. Get over there, and the shot up rims no good, and a foul on the rebound, and that's going to be the first foul against Justin Sienna, or maybe the second foul. So that foul goes on Wells. Braves make another change in the lineup. Emmy Morrison is back in. The Braves set up a zone defense, and Napa brings the ball four court now. Looking at a chance to fire the three. Napa loves to shoot the three-pointer. Nobody's made one yet. There is a long three-point attempt. No good. Rebound is taken out of there by Allie Jackson. Gets it over to Whittemore. Whittemore in the forecourt may go all the way. Drives in. Oh, no, and she passes underneath up and good. Whittemore gets the assist. And Kieran Monteverdi gets the field goal. Nice play there by Whittemore to get the assist to tie up the game at 9. Napa brings the ball forecourt quickly. Gazzetta well out on the right side. She guarded tightly there by Whittemore, and Whittemore punches the ball away and takes the ball into the forecourt. May go all the way. Drives in, goes up, and she scores. Whittemore on a solo play now has 8 points in the quarter, and Justin goes back in the lead by 2 points. Napa gets the ball right side to Gizletta. Gizletta puts it in the middle. A turnaround shot is no good. Gizletta goes for the rebound. She gets it before it goes out of bounds and brings the ball back over to the left side now to Brandon. She fires and hits a long two. And Brandon, she has hit on 7 points so far here in this first quarter as we have a steal there by Napa High coming down, and the ball is deflected away, and a foul is going to be called on Minigan. The first foul on Minigan.
That was only the second turnover by the Napa Indians.
Yeah. Well, we have a chance to talk to Greg Johnson as he is working with Zach Cook on the Napa sideline and coaches the JV team. Free throw is good. Sophia Brandon a junior, getting her first year experience on the varsity and doing a really nice job. And she missed the next free throw. Rebound goes to Whittemore. Passes on the right wing now to Minigan. Minigan forecourt. Keeps the dribble alive now as she's being pressured. Drives around the player. Passes over the right side. There is a shot. Good from the right corner by Emmy Morrison. Gets her first basket. And it's 13-12. Braves go back in the lead. Napa with the ball. Over on the left side. There's a long two up, no good by Brandon. A scramble for the loose ball and a jump ball will be called. Alternate possession favors Justin Sienna. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. 13-12. Justin leads by a point, and they have the basketball looking for the final shot of the quarter as the 32nd clock is off. And there is almost a steal, but the ball is retrieved by Monteverdi, working it over the side now. It comes over to Jackson. Jackson can't get a shot away. And they finally get a shot. No good. Napa gets the rebound with 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Over to Baker. She's going to have the ball tipped away from her. And that is the buzzer, and that will end the quarter. At the end of the first quarter here in this girls' varsity action, Justin Sienna Braves of Napa 13 and the Napa High Indians 12. Well, welcome back in here to the Dan Clark Gymnasium. After one period of play, Ashley Whittemore and Sophia Brandon each have scored 8 points for their respective teams. And Dean will tell us how that happened.
Well, for the Napa Indians, they ended up blowing right through my score sheet and taking 23 shots in that first quarter. They made 5 of them, including 1 3-pointer, and they made 1 free throw for their 12 points. For the Justin Sienna Braves, they also made 5 out of 13 from the floor and had 3 free throws for their 13. Turnovers, 2 for Napa, 7 for Justin. Justin led in rebounding, 13-12.
Play resumes now as the second quarter is underway. Napa has the ball against the zone defense by Justin Sienna, setting up in a 2-3 zone here at the outset of the second quarter. Napa working the ball to the top of the key for a 3-point attempt. It rims no good by Jenna Baker. It spun out of there. Rebound taken by Ashley Whittemore. Fast break the other way. Whittemore drives in, goes up, shoots, just missed. Rebound taken out by Napa High's Brett Hearn. A lead pass comes into the forecourt to Baker. She kicks it over into the right corner where a shot is tried by Bettini. No good, and a jump ball results on the rebound, and it will be the Braves getting the ball in the backcourt on the alternate possession. Just underway here in the second quarter. Napa on the defense, staying in a man-to-man alignment now, a shifting man-to-man. The ball is punched out of bounds by the Napa defense. It'll stay with Justin Sienna. Into the ball game for the first time for Napa High is Faith Bartlett, a sophomore. Justin with the ball. Whittemore passes underneath the basket over on the right side. They can't get a shot away. And so they give it over to Whittemore again. Drives in, goes up, shoots, scores again. Whittemore now in double figures. And it's 15-12. Justin Sienna in the lead. Napa High with the ball right side. Bettini, she is on the quarter court mark over there looking. And that lobs it to underneath. A turnaround shot rims no good by Bartlett. Rebounded by the Braves. Looking down court is Whittemore. Now she'll bring the ball across the line. Takes it over the left side. Working it around the perimeter. Now from left to right side. Back to Whittemore. Drives in the lane. Doesn't shoot. Gets it over there. There is the shot up by Jackson. While she missed, she was fouled and will shoot 2 free throws. The foul on Bartlett is her first personal foul. That puts Allie Jackson at the free throw line for the first time. 5'10 senior scores the free throw. Justin is hit on 4 out of 6 at the foul line. As Jackson's next free throw is no good. Rebound comes off to Faith Bartlett for Napa High. Justin does a nice job transition-wise getting back and setting up their 2-3 zone defense. Napa will try to shoot over, and the ball is blocked out of bounds as Carly Johnson tried to get a shot away. Carly was injured early last season, if you remember, on a play that took her out of action for quite some time. She gets the inbounds pass, working it around now from left over to the right side to Patini. Back to Carly Johnson. Johnson drives baseline, cut off there by Whittemore, and the shot is blocked by Jackson. Here come the Braves. Whittemore over to the left side, can't get a shot, out to Jackson. She takes it and hits. Nice shot by Allie Jackson. Makes it 18-12. That is the biggest lead of the ball game for Justin Siena. As Napa brings it forecourt, working it around the perimeter, taking those short, quick passes to try to penetrate the zone. Shooting over the zone and missing was Johnson. Rebounded by Whittemore for Justin. Drives in the forecourt, drives to the baseline, goes up with the shot. No good. Gets the rebound, though. Looks at a three, fires a three, rims no good. And this time it's McLaughlin for Napa that comes away with the rebound. Drives in the forecourt, working it around now to the free throw line for a 15-foot attempt up. No good by Bettini, and a jump ball results. This time Napa gets the ball on the alternate possession. Ashley Whittemore is being replaced. Get a little breather there. In her place is Ella Thatcher. Napa inbounds the basketball. Comes out to Brandon. Brandon had 8 points in that first quarter. Napa has not scored yet here in the second quarter. There's a shot up way off the target, and rebound is to the Braves. They get it over to Jackson. Gets it now to Minigan. As Minigan one-on-one against McLaughlin has used up the dribble now. McLaughlin pressing, trying to punch the ball away. Gets the pass away to Morrison. And there is a short timeout asked for by Andrew Betancourt.
Well, the Napa is definitely doing what we would call volume shooting. They've taken 31 shots in this game so far and made five. For Justin, they've taken 19 shots and made seven. So yeah. Justin is definitely shooting at a much higher percentage, but the turnover battle, the fact that Napa's had those extra possessions, has helped them be able to get off a lot of shots, and if those start falling, it could be really exciting for them.
Well, of those field goals, Ashley Whittemore has made four of the field goals and a two out of two at the free throw line. Justin Siena has three seniors on the roster. Napa has one. Justin Siena has five juniors. Napa has six juniors. Justin Siena has one sophomore. Napa High has four sophomores. Justin Siena has one freshman on the roster. And we've been looking for Lexi Rosenbrand to come out onto the court. We have yet to see the freshman for Justin Siena. Braves have the ball. They work at low post. There's a turnaround shot up. No good by Wells. Rebounded by Napa High. Down by six at the mid mark of the second quarter with 4 minutes. And there is a steal by Ashley Whittemore, and stolen right back by Napa. Coming down underneath, a shot up, good. That was a quick transition with Carly Johnson getting the benefit of that fast break and scoring the field goal. 18-14 now. Whittemore brings it. Now Napa's gone to a man-to-man, or check out the zone defense now. They've come out of their man-to-man, and they're using a pressure zone defense, and they nearly steal the ball. There is a long three up, no good by Morrison, but they get the rebound back. Justin Siena, good offensive rebound. Whittemore used up the dribble, finds Monteverdi, who starts to drive in, checked off the drive, double team, loses the ball. Napa comes out with it and transitions into a fast break down right side. Johnson underneath, a shot up and good by Faith Bartlett. Well, since that timeout, Napa has scored two field goals now. With 3 minutes to go till halftime, they're back within 2 points of the Braves. Justin Siena's Monteverde cross-court pass goes way into the corner, and the three-point attempt from there by Whittemore is no good. Rebound is taken out by McLaughlin for Napa. Coming down and firing away, no good. Rebound Whittemore lets the defense siphon by. Now she picks up steam as she brings it across the timeline. Fires it baseline right side. Turnaround shot is good. That was hit by Ella Thatcher. Her first basket. 2:20 to go. First half, 2016. Braves up. Goes to a low post, and the Braves steal the ball. Took it away from Bartlett, who was in there on that low post position. Whittemore into the corner. There's the three-point attempt rimming no good by Monteverde. Napa girls with the rebound inside of 2 minutes to go until halftime. Slowing down the tempo now as Napa brings the ball forecourt into the right-hand corner to Carly Johnson. Now to the top of the key to Gisletta. Back to Johnson. She hits a long two from the right-hand corner. Her second field goal. Here come the Braves, and as Whittemore tried to drive through the lane, the ball was stolen away, and Gisletta comes down, gets the basket, and one! Anna Gisletta on the fast break out of there, got the basket, and was fouled on the play. And I'm not sure against whom that foul was charged. For the Braves. But trying to make it a three-point play is Anna Gisletta, a sophomore. And she missed it. Rebound is taken by Whittemore. And she was fouled in the she got the pass over to Minigan, who was fouled. Minigan will be at the line with the 1-1. We're all tied now. 20-20 the score with a minute 20. To go here in the first half. A lot of 20s there on the new scoreboard. Team fouls, 7 against Napa and 4 against Justin Siena. At the free throw line, Minigan. And she missed the free throw. It spun out of there, so she will not get the bonus. And on the rebound, Whittemore reaches in there and ties up Napa high, and that will give the ball to Justin Siena, the alternate possession. So there is a timeout asked by Darcy Ward. So with a minute 16 to go here in the first half, timeout. We'll be back in a moment as the score is all tied up at 20. The Braves inbound the ball. Minigan gets it out to Whittemore. Whittemore spreads the offense now. 2-3 zone used by Napa High. Pass is deflected by Napa out of bounds. It'll stay with Justin Siena. Justin Siena has 18 seconds on the shot clock. A minute and four to go here in the first half on the game clock. That goes to Whittemore in the... a nice pass underneath the basket. And the shot by Jackson is good. And then Alley has 5 points here, and there's a steal by Whittemore. Drives in, feeds underneath. There's another shot. This one is no good by Morrison, but the rebound comes off to Justin Siena. Working it around with the ball is Minigan. Fires a long two, no good. Rebound saved from going out of bounds, but tossed by Napa out of bounds. So the Braves will get the benefit of that errant pass, and we'll get the ball in the forecourt to inbound. It's Minigan sending it out to Whittemore. Back to Minigan on the angle, left side, out behind the three-point arc. And they put it in the middle, can't get a shot away to the right corner, a three-point attempt, no good. Rebound is by Whittemore, tipped away from her by Napa with 18 seconds to go till half. The shot clock is off now. Comes out to Whittemore, fires a three, and no good, in and out. Both teams battling to get a three. So far, nobody has, well, they had one. Brandon hit a three for Napa High. And that's been the extent. There's been a lot of looking to inbound the ball. Minigan out there is a long three-point attempt that's way short by Emmy Morrison out of bounds. And Andrew Betancourt didn't like that. He's telling his gals to pressure the ball in the backcourt. So they set up a full-court zone pressure. And there was a ball fired from midcourt that nearly went in. It hit rim. And
just had a little too much distance.
Yeah, and just caromed away. Well, a good first half as the half has come to an end. And our score, the Justin Zinn Braves of Napa, 22, and the Napa High Indians, 20. See if we can get the attention here. You may hear me shouting to get Greg Johnson, used to coach over at Napa, and see if we can get him over here for just a comment or two before Dino takes a look at the first half stats. Right now he's working with the basketball.
He's focused on those basketballs.
Yeah, he's putting them in a particular order. And they'll just come and grab them and toss them out there. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. All right. He says he's assisting the varsity, and he has to focus on his job. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a look at the shooting stats in that first half.
Okay.
As we have Justin Sina leading by two.
A very entertaining first half. A lot of shots taken. For the Napa Indians, they ended up shooting 37 times in that first half, making nine of them. That included one out of 10 from three-point range, and they added a free throw, and that puts them at 20 points. For the Justin Siena Braves, they also made nine buckets on 30 attempts. They were 0 for 10 from the three-point land, and they made four free throws out of nine to get their 22 points. So the two teams combined to shoot 23 pointers and make one. And, you know, Morgan Malloy is here watching, and I almost wish she could go down there and show these two teams how to shoot the three, because she really used to love to shoot the three and make them.
Well, some of those are coming fairly close, though. They're just not falling.
That's
here.
True. But they could start
that can,
falling.
That can change in the second half.
Yeah. The turnover battle, it started out really in favor of Napa, as they were making Justin turn the ball over a lot. But Justin did a much better job in the they had six turnovers just 4 minutes into the game. They turned it over only four more times for the remainder of that first half. So Justin had 10 turnovers. The Napa Indians turned the ball over seven times. Napa has four assists on their nine made baskets. Justin has five assists on their nine made baskets. The rebounding, very even. Justin, a slight edge, 24 to 20. Justin blocked three shots in that first half, three of Napa's shots. There were three lead changes in the first half, and their score was tied on four other occasions. So just a really good back-and-forth battle between these two teams, who will be battling out in the new Vine Valley League next year.
Well, we've got a guy standing beside us that works with KVOM, but he has a relative on the boys' varsity for Justin Sinna. That's Barrett Donahoe. And so let's find out a little more about what we can expect from the boys' varsity as we check with Dewey Green.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. Hey, yeah, Barrett's playing point guard for Justin, junior this year. Just got out of football and glad to see him playing basketball. But another friend on the other side, a good friend of mine, Bob Garski, his nephew is Mitch Hiphoff. So I told both those kids to take it easy on each other tonight, and they just kind of looked at me and winked. So I'm looking for a good game tonight. I just wish these girls could shoot better.
I tell you, they're missing those threes, but they might start falling. We were really pleased that we found out that your brother D. Green is back in the Napa community, coming from Connecticut to return home.
I'll tell you, Ira, D. and Karen couldn't wait to get out of that, especially right now back there. Their son, Nick, still lives back there in Hartford area. And they, Karen and D just couldn't wait to get back home. This is home to them, and it's home to us, and it has been for a long time. And glad to see him back. He made it to the game Wednesday, couldn't make it tonight, but he'll be out, and hopefully he'll get back into coaching.
Tell us about your relation to Donahoe.
Barrett Donahoe's mom, Molly, is my niece, my sister's daughter, my sister's oldest daughter. So, also, we've known the Donahoes seemingly most of my life. His brother Kevin and I were the same age growing up, Joe's brother Kevin. And so that's where the relationship comes in.
What about at the Green household during the holiday season? Do you all stay around this area or do you travel?
My son, Kyle, lives in the Tucson area, and we're not going down there this year. Sharon and I just got back from a 10-day Caribbean cruise, so we're taking it easy this holiday season. We'll see Dee and Karen, and we usually go over to Joe's place for kind of a little tradition to have some tacos on Christmas night. So that's what we're looking at. That and some exciting bowl games coming up.
There are a few remaining bowl games. Right. They had this one today that it was played at Boise State, and that was Wyoming against Central Michigan, and Wyoming was way ahead at last time.
Wyoming did end up winning that game, and you know, it was interesting because Wyoming played San Jose State, who I follow, the last game of the regular season, and San Jose won remarkably, only their second win of the year. But Wyoming has a terrific quarterback named Allen who sat out that game. But he played tonight and had three touchdown passes in the first quarter alone in that game tonight. Don't know how many he ended up with, but I have a feeling if he had played against San Jose State, they might not have gotten the win.
Well, in that first half, Ashley Whittemore had 10 points, but she had a bunch of assists, too. There in that second quarter, when she came down, she had the option of shooting or passing. And just about without exception, she was passing.
She was setting up her teammates. She's just such a terrific player to watch. She plays selflessly. She's just all over the score sheet tonight, scoring, rebounding, steals, assists. And the whole Justin team is playing well, as is the Napa squad. I mean, this game, I think, is going to go down to the wire. So it looked like Darcy Ward came out with a good opening game plan and was able to force some turnovers early. And the only thing that kept Napa maybe from getting out to a big lead was that they were missing some shots. But if those shots start falling, this is anybody's ball game in the second half.
One thing about Ashley, she gets her abilities from her parents. Her dad, Heath Whittemore, is a scratch golfer, just an outstanding individual, and is very, very strong and when it comes to the sport of golf. So after this game for Justin Senna, they will head south to the San Diego Surf and Slam Tournament, and that will be a couple days after the Christmas Day. It'll be on the 27th as their first game in that tournament. And they play against Mount Si. S-I-Si. Well, we're ready for second half action now as play resumes. And Napa High has the basketball working around the perimeter, going into the right-hand corner with the ball and nearly losing it. But they retrieve it, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Ball goes in the middle, turnaround shot is good. They worked it nicely with Malia Blackman getting her first basket there, and that ties up the game. And there we have a foul called against Napa High.
And that's our fifth tie score so far tonight, and there have been three lead changes.
Gisletta called for the personal foul. So to inbound the ball, Justin Sinna. They get it in to Whittemore. Whittemore brings it left side now to Monteverde, and there is a double dribble called against the Braves. Braves last year were 14 wins and 14 losses. Napa High last year was 17 wins and 11 losses. And both of them lost some very talented basketball players. Napa with the ball. Gisletta passes over in the right-hand corner. A shot from there. Rims no good. Rebound put back up and in. All alone under the basket. Sophia Brandon. And she now is in double figures. And Napa scored the first 4 points here to start the second half to move into a two-point lead. Braves with the ball. Driving in. Oh, a good play. Going up and scoring is Emmy Morrison. That was her best move of the ball game. And that ties it up at 24. Again, the Braves get back quickly on defense. There is a kind of a half hook that was no good by Gisletta, rebounded by the Braves. Chance to regain the lead. Driving in, going up, shooting, and just missing was Whittemore. Ball spun out of the basket, and Napa High rebounds quickly in the forecourt down to the right-hand corner to Blackman. Tries the three from there. No good. Rebound taken by the Braves. Minigan passes over to Whittemore. Whittemore drives in, goes up with the left hand. Missed the shot. Just rushed that one a little bit. Worried about the defense coming back. There is a half hook up. No good at the other end by Gisletta as they hurried their shot. Rebounded by Justin Sinna coming down. A shot up. No good. Minigan with the rebound. Over and up by Allie Jackson, and she scores. Jackson now with 7 points, and the Braves go back into the lead. Well, Napa got two quick baskets. The Braves have countered with a couple quick baskets. This is game number one of our basketball broadcast doubleheader tonight on KVON. Coming up immediately following this will be Napa High boys against the Justin Sinna boys. And we have second-year coach Zach Cook for Napa High and first-year coach Jason Rockwell for Justin Sinna. As Dino was alluding to, that he looks like a student almost.
He's very young-looking. As I get older, the coaches look younger and younger.
And the players certainly get younger and younger every year.
They certainly do.
Well, here in this third quarter, Whittemore has had some opportunities, but has just been rushing her shots a little bit, something she did not do in the first half. She has had several games lately where she's been in the 20-point range. One of them was a 27-point game. She's on defense now as Napa High brings the ball into the attacking territory, the top of the key. Working it in the middle. A turnaround shot there is rimming no good by Brandon. Rebounded by Napa High. Brandon takes it over the left side this time to Johnson. Now over to Blackman in the right corner. Can't shoot from there. Out the top of the key for a three-point attempt. No good by Brandon. This time the rebound goes to the Braves, and Whittemore got hit in the face on that. Comes down, up, and good by Minigan. Mary Minigan gets her first basket. And I don't know, Whittemore was holding her face there. Coming down, and Minigan's going to be called for a foul. That's number two on Mary.
I think Ashley was just checking to make sure she got bumped in the nose, that she was okay. But she looks fine. She's going to stay in.
Shooting two free throws will be Carly Johnson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Her team down by four as she scores the first free throw. That's her fifth point of the game. At halftime, each team had had six players that were in the scoring column. And the next free throw rolls off to no good. Rebound is taken out of there by Allie Jackson, and she was fouled in the backcourt. So Carly Johnson split the free throws. Braves get the ball in the backcourt with 5 minutes to go. We're in the third quarter. Braves leading it 28-25 in what will be a league game next year when these two teams will be in the same league along with Vintage, American Canyon, Sonoma Valley. And there's a steal. Driving down two on one, the shot up and good. They made the most out of a two on one, and Jenna Baker gets the field goal. And it's a one-point game. And a bad pass there by Minigan just sails over everyone out of bounds. Napa has a chance to regain the lead. As Dino alluded to, this has been back and forth as far as the lead getting tied and changing hands. Blackman was open but didn't shoot. Passes into the corner, driving in, going up with the jumper. No good by Johnson. Rebounded by Napa. Good offensive read. Out to Malia Blackman. She missed the shot, and they go for the rebound, and it's a jump ball. The arrow favors the Braves. Napa has released their full court pressure. They will start pressuring the ball at mid-court, maybe a little bit in the backcourt. Minigan into the forecourt. Gives to Whittemore. Cross-court pass. Goes over there. Is a shot up. Rimming. No good. Rebound put up and good by Allie Jackson. What a nice offensive rebound. One of a few for the Braves. Braves go up by three. They quickly get back. There is a three-point attempt. Swish! There's a three-pointer by Sophia Brandon. She has made both of the three-point baskets that have been scored in this game. Foul is going to be called on Napa High as Brandon, who made that three-point basket, was called for the personal. Sophie is a 5'7 junior. She has 13 points to lead Napa in scoring. Whittemore has 10 points to lead her team, but Whittemore had eight of those in the first quarter and has only scored 2 points since the first quarter. Underneath the shot up and good, banked it in by Allie Jackson. And Jackson is now the leading scorer for Justin Siena. There's a shot from the left corner, rimming no good. Jackson gets the rebound. Oh, she is playing a great third quarter here, and there is a Napa foul in the backcourt. They started pressuring the ball full court. And Jenna Baker was called for that personal foul. No one in real foul trouble. Nobody with more than two personal fouls in the ball game. And we're here in the third quarter with 3:15 remaining. Braves lead it by two, and they have the ball. And the bad pass there by Whittemore, intercepted, driving down is Baker. Passes under the basket, and the foul is going to be called against Allie Jackson. That'll be her first. Not yet into the, unless they rule that a shooting foul, and apparently that was the case. It'll be a two-shot foul for McLaughlin, so she can tie up the game, but she will not because she missed the first free throw. Jade McLaughlin was the starter. She is a junior. Her next free throw is no good. Rebound tipped around and taken out of there by Emmy Morrison. Bring it in the forecourt where the ball is punched away from her out of bounds. Minigan will trigger the inbounds this time for Justin Siena. Looks, lobs into the right-hand corner to Morrison. Underneath it goes to Jackson and lays in. And whoa, Allie Jackson with 13 points. There's a bad pass by Napa. It gets away from Baker and goes out of bounds. Back into the lineup for Justin Siena is Ella Thatcher. She is going to spell Kieran Monteverdi. Justin with the ball in the backcourt. They get the ball quickly into the forecourt. Down to Jackson. Goes in and scores again. Allie Jackson drifted into the lane, and they led her with a perfect pass. And see, just a little jump shot that went in. There's a shot the other end. They'll get Allie Jackson gets the rebound batted away from her. She has scored 10 points in this quarter.
She's got the hot hand, Ira.
Well, she does good when we broadcast ball games.
She's a prime-time player, Ira.
She is doing a heck of a job here in this quarter with 10 points in the quarter and has the ball punched away from her. It'll stay with Justin Siena with 18 seconds on the shot clock. 2 minutes and 14 seconds on the game clock here in the third quarter. Braves lead it by 6 points. In the backcourt, the ball is nearly stolen away by Whittemore, and it is finally stolen now by Napa. in the middle, going up for the shot and missing. Oh, that was point-blank range. It just missed, and the ball deflects off of Justin, out of bounds to Napham. It'll be inbounded to the right of the basket for which they're shooting. Inside of 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Goes into Blackman from the right-hand corner. Now they shift it over toward the left side for a pull-up jump shot. Swish! And that was a three-pointer. And that was by Jenna Baker. So Baker gets the third three-pointer. There is a bad pass. It'll be Braves ball.
Wow, they were going in, trying for Allie Jackson again there, trying to take advantage of the advantage that she has under the basket.
All three of the three-point baskets have been made by Napa High. Justin still looking for its first three-point basket. And there's an attempt that's up. It rims no good by Whittemore. That would have been their first if it had gone in. It did not. And it's rebounded by Napa, doing just an outstanding job of rebounding off of both offense and defense. Ball is deflected away. Scramble for a loose ball. It squirts out of bounds and will stay with Napa High. Returning to the lineup, Carly Wells, 5'10", sophomore. She'll relieve Allie Jackson for a little breather there. Kieran Monteverdi is back in, replacing Mary Minigan. And it is Napa inbounding the ball. It comes to Baker, looks at a three, doesn't take it, gives to Blackman, fires a long two, no good. Rebound is taken by Morrison for the Braves. Over to Whittemore on the right wing, coming down the right side. Whittemore drives into the lane, passes over to the right for a long two, no good. Rebound taken by Napa again. And intercepted on a pass. Whittemore coming down. It's one on two, but she may go. She goes in. She goes up. And she scores. Whittemore getting her field goal. And the Braves up by five. Quickly down the other end. The shot up. No good by Hearn. Scramble for the rebound. Jump ball called. And Drew Betancourt has asked for a timeout. With 38 seconds to go, we'll take timeout now with the score here in the third quarter. Justin Siena, 38, Napa High, 33. Well, exciting basketball here. Neither team able to open up much of a lead here. How are they doing here in this third quarter?
Well, in the third quarter, Justin has shot particularly well. They've made 8 out of 14. In this quarter.
And they have the inbounds pass. They get it to Whittemore. Whittemore will be double-teamed in the backcourt. And maybe triple-teamed here before long. She dribbles between all three. Comes down, goes up, and scored. How about that? Triple-teamed. Still found a way to get down there and made the basket. That's the biggest lead of the ball game now. It's 7 points for the Braves. And there was a whistle and a foul before the shot. So it was not a shooting foul. Whittemore wants to come out, I think. She needs a little breather. This would be a good time, too, with 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Also coming out is Jackson, the two big scorers for the Braves here in this ball game. Napa with the ball. They inbound it, getting to the top of the key to Brandon. Underneath, a shot, turnaround jumper is no good by McLaughlin. Rebounded by the Braves. Minigan has it. And she'll bring it into the forecourt. Double teamed there. And there is a long three-pointer at the buzzer that is just off target by Emmy Morrison. And that will end the quarter. A good quarter for the Braves as they scored 18 points in the quarter. Napa, that scored the first 4 points, wound up with 13 points in the quarter. And at the end of three, it is Justin Siena of Napa, 40. Napa High Indians, 33. All right, let's check with Dino Alessio.
So in that third quarter, the Lady Braves made 9 out of 16 from the floor. The Napa Indians made just 5 out of 20 from the floor, and that allowed the Braves to pull out to a 7-point lead, but it's still anybody's game, Ira.
As we start the fourth quarter, Napa gets the ball in the alternate position as Malia Blackman has it quarter court left side. Dumps a pass underneath. They can't get the shot away, so send it back out for a three, and it's good. Starting it out, Jenna Baker gets her second three-point basket. And she has 10 points in the game, and it's a four-point game. And the ball is deflected and stolen away by Napa as Napa quickly brings it forecourt into the right-hand corner. Napa's hit 4 3-point baskets now. Justin's in and none. There's another three-point attempt. Swish! Kaboom for Blackman. And she hits the fifth three-point basket for Napa, and they were within 1 point. They started the quarter down by seven. And there they tie up the ball. Well, looks like Justin's going to need to get Ashley Whittemore back into the lineup now. Also, Allie Jackson, both of whom report to the official score, and they come in. So Justin will get the ball on the sideline.
They got a good break, though. They had the last 20 seconds of the third quarter and then the timeout and then the beginning of the fourth quarter to rest up a little.
They just kind of calm the troops down when they get out there on the court. Justin has the ball deflected away, but it's taken. And there is a pull-up jump shot, no good by Whittemore. Rebound is good by Allie Jackson again as she picks up where she left off at the end of the third quarter and now has 17 points. There's a turnaround jump shot rimming, no good. Allie Jackson gets the rebound and is fouled in the backcourt.
Well, Ira, you said that those shots might start falling for Napa, and they sure have, as they made the last four threes they've taken have gone
four,
in.
Yeah, four, and they've only hit two twos and four threes. So they are shooting from the outside and making them. The Braves still hold on to a three-point lead, and they have the basketball against a 2-3 zone defense. Minigan starts to drive in, loses the ball. Napa has a fast break. Blackman drives in, goes up. The ball is deflected on a nice play by Kieran Monteverdi, flipping the ball away from her as she was driving in for the layup. It'll be Napa's ball, but saving a sure two on the layup.
Absolutely, and she did get all ball. No foul there.
Blackman will trigger the inbound. Looks. Gets it underneath the basket. There's a quick shot up. No good. Rebound. And coming out with it is Napa High's Johnson. Out there, the shot up. No good. Rebound is taken out by Jackson for the Braves. Coming down over to Minigan. Minigan turns, shoots. She knew she missed. Rebound put up. No good by Jackson. Jackson gets the rebound and is fouled. Not yet in the bonus, so it'll be inbounded to the left of the basket for which they are shooting. And Ashley Whittemore is moving in there to inbound the ball. The Braves still without a three-point basket in this game. Whittemore tries the three. No good. Off the side and out of bounds. Caromed all the way out of bounds. Braves lead is 3 points, 5:42 to go. A long way to go yet in this one. Back into the lineup is James McLaughlin for Napa High, replacing Anna Gazletta. Napa with the ball used up their dribble in the backcourt. Coming back to help out is Carly Johnson, the sophomore. Gets the ball in the forecourt. Over to Blackman. Blackman in the left-hand corner. Working it now over to the right side. There was a double dribble. As Carly Johnson had dribbled the ball, then stopped, and then started her dribble again.
Only the 10th turnover of the game for the Napa Indians.
Well, that's amazing considering the pace of this game.
Pace of play, absolutely.
Justin Siena with the basketball. 5:15 to go. 2-3 zone for Napa. They've been in that for quite some time now. As Whittemore puts the ball into Jackson, goes for the shot, and that goes in. Allie Jackson. Boy, in this second half, she's had 14 points. And the rest of the team has had 8 combined. There's shooting is Blackman from the right corner. No good. Offensive rebound back. No good, but a foul. It'll be a two-shot foul for Napa High. The officials, Kyle Barrettis, and Steve Phillips. And Baratas is the one that called that foul.
I think they've done a really good job in this game.
Very good. Free throw is no good, the first of two by McLaughlin. She is 0 for 3 at the foul line tonight. Baker goes to the sideline for Napa High. Free throw is good, and McLaughlin gets her third point of the game. 1 for 4 at the free throw line, and it's a four-point game. Justin Sienna with the ball. There is a shot from the right side, way off target by Monteverde and rebounded by Napa. Napa's controlled the board. There's a steal by Allie Jackson. Coming down, going up, shooting, and missing again was Monteverde. Just having trouble with that shot. She had an opening there for the driving layup. Missed. Coming up near the midpoint of the fourth quarter with 4 minutes to go in the corner. And there is a whistle stopping play. And the official is coming over to the scorer's bench. Apparently there's been a malfunction or something on the one of the new scoreboards. It's such nice-looking scoreboards. You'd think that they would not fail in any regard.
The one that we can see from our vantage point looks fine, but it may be that the other one that we really can't see from this angle may have had a problem.
Well, it looks like they've got it adjusted now, and play resumes. Blackman puts the ball over to the right side for a pull-up jump shot. Rims no good by Brandon. Rebound put up no good by Hearn. Rebound to Jackson, fouled in the backcourt. Now this will be the one-and-one coming for Alley, as the Braves have yet to shoot a free throw in the second half. And Jackson will be at the free throw line. 19 points for her. She's having a heck of a game.
Really using her height to her advantage and getting positioning under the basket and very difficult to stop by any of the Napa defenders.
Her first free throw is good. She'll get the bonus. She comes out early, like 3 hours early to work out before games, to shoot around and all. She's very conscientious. She's back at the free throw line, and her free throw is good. She goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line and has 21 points, and the Braves go back up by 6. But the tempo of the ball game does not allow that to be a comfortable lead by any stretch of the imagination.
Not at all. Not when you're playing an opponent that's already made 7 3-pointers in the game and certainly capable of making some more. Interestingly enough, I'm tracking the rebounds, and Justin has actually forged into a lead there in rebounding. I know it seems like that Napa
seems like they're getting
dominated.
Off the offensive and defensive backboard.
And they have been doing a great job. The rebounding, 34 rebounds as a team for Napa and 42 for Justin. Justin did have one stretch there where they picked up a lot of offensive rebounds in a short period of time. You know, missing, getting the rebound, missing again. But they have racked up a lot, but just a terrific game. A little early Christmas present for our listeners. I hope the folks that are listening while they wrap presents and sip their eggnog, I hope they're enjoying this.
Well, we mentioned Tim Malloy is assisting Coach Andrew Betancourt this year. Last year it was Josh DeMonis who was assisting. Play resumes in Napa High, has the basketball as McLaughlin dribbles it into the forecourt on the dribble drive. Goes quarter court with it on the left side. Swings it around now as the ball is deflected by Whittemore. She steals it. It's 1-on-4, so she'll pull it back out and wisely set the scene now. Whittemore takes it near the center of the court. Starts to drive down the lane. Feeds over to the right side now to Monteverde. Back to Whittemore. Whittemore over now to Minigan, to Whittemore. 3:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Minigan out the top of the key to Jackson. 3 seconds on the shot clock. And there is a three by Whittemore that's good. Their first three-point basket And it came as the shot clock was winding down and gives Justin their biggest lead of the ball game at 9 points now, inside of 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Working it over in the right side. Blackman can't shoot. Good job on the 2-3 zone by the Braves. There's a shot partially blocked, so the ball will go out of bounds and stay with Napa High.
And this is still within reach. The way Napa's been able to shoot the three ball.
Yeah, and the Braves finally hit that one three-point basket there first. That gave Whittemore 17 points. Jackson has 21 points. There's a shot from the right corner just as the buzzer was sounding, and a shot clock violation. Darcy wants to take timeout, so Darcy Ward gets the referee's attention, and Steve Phillips calls timeout. 2.5 minutes to go. We'll be back with the wrap-up as far as the final 2.5 minutes in a moment. The score, Justin, Siena 49 and Napa High 40. Well, Ashley Whittemore started out this game so strong. She had 8 points in the first quarter, and she handles the ball really well. Right now, Minigan, who's done a good job, is bringing the ball into the forecourt. Double team there, and they take a timeout as Andrew Betancourt saw that Minigan was getting in trouble, and to save the possession, takes a timeout.
Judicious use of the timeout there. Each possession very important, as obviously for Napa, they need to score and get stops, so you don't want to give them a turnover and an extra possession here.
Justin Siena will start league play in the Marin County Athletic League for the final time on January the 3rd at Tamalpais. Then they'll be here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium on January the 5th against San Rafael. They travel to Drake and Redwood. Then they're back here to Branson. Then they'll be at Novato. And then Terra Linda will be here. And we'll be around to broadcast the home games for the Braves, doing a doubleheader when we're here with the girls and then the boys varsity.
And the both teams are going to be so much fun to watch that those doubleheaders are going to be really special nights for us this year.
Well, we'll see about the boys team. The girls team has some really good potential. They play a very tough non-league schedule.
Right.
Both of these teams do, both Napa and Justin Siena. So the Braves at midcourt gets the ball, and the inbounds pass comes to Whittemore. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Brings it over to Minigan. Minigan back to Whittemore. Back to Minigan now. Cross court. Goes over the right side. Underneath to Jackson. Up and in off the backboard. How about that? Allie Jackson now. As she has 8 points in this quarter. 23 points in the game. Pass underneath. A shot up and good by Brick Hearn. Gets her first point. She is a sophomore. 51-42, 100 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Whittemore in the backcourt, gets around one, gets around another, comes into the lane, pulls it back out, working on the clock, taking time off the clock, used up the dribble, gets it to Minigan. Minigan has the ball deflected but picked up by Whittemore, and there is a whistle and a foul that'll put Whittemore at the free throw line.
Whittemore did a nice job there breaking the press as Napa had three defenders pressing against the two players bringing the ball up, and Whittemore single-handedly just got through that. And then smartly, even though she had numbers in the forecourt, she dribbled around, used up some time.
Whittemore's first free throw is good. She is 3 for 3 at the free throw line and has 18 points in the game. Jackson has 23 points. Free throw is good. Swish, swish for her. As that puts him up at 11 points now with just over a minute to play. There is a three-pointer from the corner that is good by Carly Johnson. So Johnson gets her first three-point basket. And there is a foul down at the opposite end of the court. And it will be Braves getting some more free throws coming up on the one and one. It will be Minigan. Mary Minigan is 0 for 1 at the foul line. She's had a field goal, so she's got 2 points in the game. Takes her time. Her free throw is no good. Not yet into the double bonus. Only gets the one try. And the bad pass there sails out of bounds from Jane McLaughlin. So a turnover, costly turnover for Napa High as they were trying to get back into the game, down by 8. The Braves get the ball in the backcourt. They get it to Jackson. Over to Minigan. Back to Jackson. Jackson is going to be double-teamed. Gets it to Whittemore now. We're in the final minute of the game, and Whittemore is fouled by Anna Gazletta. Well, no one in any foul trouble throughout this game. Fouls have been infrequent. Play at times a little ragged, but calmed down nicely. And that will put Whittemore back at the free throw line. A free throw is good. Point number 20. Jackson has 23, so between the two of them, 43 of their 54 points. She makes both free throws. Gives her a 23-point effort. The same number, or check it, a 21-point effort. And Justin gets back on defense, is driving in, going up, missing the shot was Gizletta, rebounded by the Braves. It comes to Whittemore, but instead of driving for the basket, she comes back out and is fouled. Pulled the ball back out with a 10-point lead. Just working on the clock now with 32 seconds to go. Well, as we said, next year this would be a league game when Justin Sienna plays Napa High.
It's been a very good competitive game, and I know when these two teams start playing each other twice a year in league, it's going to be the same kind of game.
Free throw is good by Whittemore.
The Braves are 7 out of 8 from the free throw line in this fourth quarter.
And she is good. So she has 23 points, and Jackson has 23 points. And they both get back on the defense as Napa brings the ball forecourt. Gizletta out to Blackman, tries a three, off target. Rebound put back up, no good by Johnson. Rebound taken by Whittemore, and the Braves have the ball. They elected not to go for the fast break. They had Emmy Morrison down there alone, but they're just going to dribble the ball out. The ball is taken away and laid in by Gizletta, just as the buzzer was sounding. And we'll check and see if that is the final 57-47 is the final here in game one of our basketball doubleheader. So, Justin Sienna, thanks to the heroics of Allie Jackson and Ashley Whittemore, pulled away in that fourth quarter. Jackson scored 8 points, and Whittemore scored 9 points in the quarter for the victory. We'll be back with a quick recap and get set for game two of our basketball doubleheader, the boys' varsity action, Napa High and Justin Sienna. Well, quite a battle put on there by Whittemore and Jackson. That combination between the two of them scored 46 of their 57 points.
Compared to 47 for the entire Napa squad.
That's right.
Squad.
Just one less than the entire Napa team. Let's take a look at tonight's shooting from Dino Alessio.
So for the visitors, for the Napa Indians, they took 72 shots, made 19 of them, 26% shooting. They were 6 out of 19 from 3-point range. Six. I think I'd said 7 earlier, but I believe they actually made 6 3-point baskets. And they made 3 out of 9 from the free throw line, and that got them to 47 points. For the Justin Braves, they were 22 out of 54 from the floor, 42%. They were just 1 of 14 from 3-point range, but it certainly ended up not really hurting them. And 12 of 18 from the free throw line. Turnovers, both teams did a good job, particularly considering the pace of play. Typically in a high school game, if you can have fewer than 20 turnovers, you've done a good job. The Napa Indians had just 15, and the Justin Braves had 19. Assists were 13 for Napa on their 19 made baskets, 13 for Justin on their 22 made baskets. The rebounding ended up in favor of Justin, 44 to 36. Justin blocked four Napa shots. There were six lead changes in the game, and the score was tied on six other occasions. And I'll try and come up with a special stat for you, Ira, and you'll give the individual scoring, and we can talk about our players in the game.
All right. Well, first of all, let's take a look at Napa High's scoring, as they had two double-figure scorers led by Sophia Brandon, a junior. She had two three-point baskets and wound up with 13 points. And Jenna Baker also had two three-point baskets. She wound up with 10 points. Other scoring in the game, Carly Johnson had one three-point basket, a couple two-pointers, and one out of two at the free-throw line for 8 points. Malia Blackman had a three-pointer and a two for a five-point total. James McLaughlin Jane had a field goal, one out of four at the foul line for 3 points. Breck Hearn had a field goal for 2 points. So did Faith Bartlett. And then we had Anna Gisletta, who got that basket right at the end, wound up with two field goals, 0 for 1 at the free throw line for 4 points. For the victorious Justin Siena girls varsity, led by Quinnamore and Jackson, each with 23 points, as finally Whittemore hit a three-point basket, their only three-point basket in the game, and that came late in the fourth quarter. Jackson did not score in the first quarter, had 5 points at halftime, scored 10 in the third quarter and 8 in the fourth quarter to really help them out. Those were the two big scores. Others, Mary Minigan had a field goal for 2 points, missed both free throws. Emmy Morrison, a couple field goals for 4 points. Kieran Monteverdi had a field goal, 0 for 2 at the foul line for 2 points. Ella Thatcher had a field goal for 2 points. And Carly Wells, one out of two at the foul line for 1 point. A total of 57 points for Justin Siena, that led by 1 point at the end of the first quarter, 13 to 12. Doubled that at halftime, leading by 2 points, 22 to 20. And led 40 to 33 after three quarters. And then scoring 17 fourth-quarter points to 14 for Napa High. Now, Dino, your special stat of the game.
Well, my special stat of the game is the shooting as a team of the Justin Braves in the second half. At halftime, they had made 9 out of 30 from the floor. But in the second half, they made 13 out of 24, so they shot well over 50% in that second half. And of course, Allie Jackson did a lot of the damage there under the basket, using her size and ability to get a lot of baskets under the hoop. But shooting over 50% in that second half by Justin really put the pressure on Napa to try and keep up, and they couldn't quite do it.
All right, well, let's take a look at the player of the game and your selection.
Well, for the Napa Indians, I love Brandon's performance. He was really strong, particularly early on, but had a fine all-around game. And for the Justin Braves, Allie Jackson would be my choice. Ashley Whittemore also had a fine game, although if you asked her, she'd probably say she turned the ball over a little more than she would like to. But I really liked Allie Jackson's performance, particularly in that third quarter when she was just making bucket after bucket.
She is what helped pull them ahead when it was a tight ball game and could go either way. That's when she really came through, not only offensively, but rebounding-wise as well. She was a factor there, and off the both defensive and offensive backboards, and doing a good job on the defense as well. So yeah. I'll go along with Allie Jackson
and
as our player
Allie
of the game.
And I think Allie would like it if we broadcast every game that she plays, because she really seems to do well when we're here broadcasting.
She does. But she works at it. I mean,
she does.
She goes to practice early, about 3 hours early, to shoot around just to get her shooting eye going. And it was obvious tonight because she didn't miss many.
No, she did not. I don't know how many she missed, but it wasn't many. And she had at least 8 or 10 rebounds. I don't track individual rebounds because there's only so much I can do with a stat sheet and a pencil. But overall, 44 rebounds as a team, and I'm pretty sure she had at least 10 of those.
So that is the story of game number one of our basketball doubleheader. We invite you to stay tuned. We'll be back here in just a moment and get set for our second broadcast. It'll again be Justin Sien against Napa High in boys varsity. Along with Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith reminding you the final in this game one, Justin Sien of Napa 57 and the Napa High Indians 47.